In a world that is increasingly connected digitally, we are probably getting more and more disconnected socially. Oswald Cooper, better known as Oz, is out to correct that. Oz leads the Hoodat Steppers of New Orleans. Stepping is a type of swing dance rooted in African-American history, and it's making a comeback across the country. Welcome, Oz, and thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you for having me here, Renee. I appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about the history of stepping. What is it?
Well, stepping is just a name for partner dancing, all right? It's partner dancing that is rooted in Lindy Hop. You know, it's like when you tell that little story, like you did a little exercise where you tell a story on one side of the room. By the time it gets back to the next side of the room, it's changed. That's how the swing dance was. And Congo Square, if you don't know the history, is where the Africans were first allowed to do their drumming and dancing. And what people don't realize about that, that was really unprecedented because a lot of the people who captured Africans knew that's how they communicated. And the saving grace here, if we're going to be thankful for something, was that the French didn't have a problem with that. And the rest is history because all of the rest of popular music comes from that music, you know, comes from those drums and that drum beat.
And how did you get interested in this?
I grew up in the, you know, the 80s, 70s, 80s era. And, you know, disco was popular then. But my peers, we were all kind of freestyling, sort of like what they did on Soul Train. You know what I'm saying? And it's interesting. You can watch the evolution of dance, and you can look at how the community evolved. You know what I'm saying? Because if you look at Soul Train when it first started, the guys and the girls used to dance together. But as it got more and more towards the 80s and almost to the end of the 90s, you start seeing them coming down individually. You know what I'm saying? Everybody started doing their own thing. It became more of a performance when my friend's son first introduced me, asked me if I wanted to go step. I'm like, man, I'm too old for stepping. I thought he was talking about fraternity stepping. I'm like, man, get out of here. I'm too old for that. I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? And so finally what helped me was when R. Kelly came out with Step in the Name of Love. When we came out with that music, I said, oh, okay, cool.
Go out and step the whole night through.
Step in the name of love.
I'm gonna.
Step in the name of love.
Then I'm gonna.
Step in the name of love.
When did you start Hoodat Steppers of New Orleans?
I started Hoodat Stepper of New Orleans in 2009. I joined my two passions. I love to dance and I love to sing. I have two classes that I teach at the Broadmoor Arts and Wellness Center. A lot of the clubs, they mostly cater to hip-hop and rap, which is no problem, but people come here all the time. I get at least two calls a month. Hey, Oz, we're in town. Where's the stepping joint at? I'm like, you know, and that's another thing that people don't realize. See, I came up in an era where you had dancing was so popular and people missed this. This is a big part of our economy. People missed the fact that every night of the week you can go out somewhere and dance.
What do you think partner dancing does for us in this very hectic and hurried and busy society that maybe other things don't?
First of all, it makes you listen. Everybody can dance and everybody has rhythm. They just don't know how to apply it. You can look at it like this. You know, music is a form of expression. People have a thought, an idea, and people always underestimate the power of music. It is scientifically proven, you know, that it taps into all of those chemicals in your body. Like, for example, everybody notices this sound, and it instills fear in you. Bum, 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 bum. That's the music.
Well, if people want to get involved in the step-in community in New Orleans, how do they go about that?
I have an app that they can download called Mind Body Online. Click on login and input my business name, Hoodat Steppers, and you can go there and you can register for my classes.
Thank you, Oz, so much for sharing information about the Hoodat Steppers of New Orleans with us today. I appreciate you coming.
Thank you so much, Renee, for thinking about me and having me on. I really appreciate it.
For WWNO and NOLA V, I'm Renee Peck.
I love you, baby. Let me see you. Here we love.